Let's hear now from another storyteller in our Arizona Storytellers series. We record the live events created by the Arizona Republic, and then we share them with you. The Rio Olympics begin this week, and we've got some stories from storytellers with the Olympic spirit. Megan Finnerty is the creator of the series, and here she is with our latest storyteller.
Amanda Borden started gymnastics when she was 7. When she was 15, she competed in the 1992 Olympic trials and made the team. But 2 days later, Amanda got a call from the president of USA Gymnastics. He told her she wasn't old enough for the team, but she decided to stick with it. At age 18, Amanda had to decide whether to go to college on a full scholarship or to try again for the Olympic team. Amanda told her parents she was scared.
But I told them, I love gymnastics more than I've ever loved it. I'm still in the top 6 in the U.S., and I'd much rather try and not make it than to not try at all. So off I went, deferring my college scholarship, and little did I know that 1995 would probably be the toughest year of my gymnastics. I came out at the U.S. Championships, which is a very important meet for us. That's where you make the national team. That's where you get all your international assignments. Competed day one, had a pretty sore foot, but like a lot of top athletes, and especially gymnasts, you just kind of ignore it. And when I woke up, my foot was black and blue, puffy, and I couldn't walk. And I end up seeing the doctors. They told me my foot had been broken for about 6 weeks. But I have 9 months to make my dream happen. This is no problem. Then came December. I was warming up for a competition. Just did an easy tumbling pass, but when I landed, I rolled my ankle, and I was out again. Not a big deal, sprained ankle. Come back from that fast. Still got 6 months. Back in the gym, plugging away, the sweat, the chalk, the blood, the tears sometimes. And I was on the uneven bars swinging. When I caught my release move, my finger rolled under and I heard this loud snap. How's this happening? And I remember going home to my parents and I said, you know what? I'm gonna stay in control of what I can control. And then I'm gonna put the rest in God's hands. And if I'm meant to be on that Olympic team, I'm gonna have a proud spot. And if not, I'm gonna move forward in my life, making sure I continue to love what I do. So I plugged through, and without a hand in gymnastics, not much you can do. But what I did do was I spent time visualizing. Obviously, I did a lot of conditioning. I stayed in great shape. So when my hand healed, this was the first time that I was mentally tough enough to handle the journey ahead. Off we went to Olympic trials, by far the most stressful meet of my life. First day of competition was rocky. In fact, I finished in 7th place. God prepared me for this moment. I am tough enough, I am strong enough, and regardless of the outcome, I'm gonna be just fine. I went out and nailed the 4 best routines of my life. I ran off the podium to my coach. She embraced me with this huge hug, bouncing up and down, and she said, Amanda, you did it. You truly are an Olympian. Going to the Olympics for me was hands down the biggest accomplishment I had ever had as an athlete. Then we became the first women's gymnastics team to ever win gold. My medal reminds me that there is nothing greater than doing what you love.
Amanda Borden was the captain of that team, and suitably today, she is the founder of Gold Medal Gymnastics in Chandler and Tempe. You can hear more stories like this at our next night of live storytelling, Monday, August 8th at Valley Bar in Phoenix. To learn more about the Arizona Storytellers Project or how to participate in one of our upcoming nights, visit storytellersproject.net.
That's Arizona Storytellers creator Megan Finnerty, and we'll bring you more stories from these local events, and you can hear more at storytellers.kjzz.org.